AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says it's up to Iran to make a deal.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control.
The two countries seem to be approaching an agreement to end the war. A U.S. fighter jet fired on an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as it tried to breach the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports. President Trump calls the blockade amazing.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other. So they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
On social media, the president said if Iran does not agree, the bombing starts. CNN says the founder of the network, Ted Turner, has died. Turner was married to Jane Fonda. In a 2005 interview, Fonda said Ted Turner liked to talk.
I usually ended up completely numb and speechless. It was hard to process because it's all so interesting and funny and outrageous. I mean, you know, second date, he's telling me that he's rewritten the Ten Commandments.
Ted Turner was 87. A court filing reveals a man accused of firing a gun at law enforcement officers near the Washington Monument this week was walking along a path of Vice President J.D. Vance's motorcade before the shooting and made a vulgar remark about the White House after the confrontation. A flight with passengers from a cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak have arrived in Amsterdam. They will head to hospitals. Three people died on the ship. A late spring snowstorm started to taper off in Colorado after closing schools, delaying flights, and creating slushy conditions on the roads. Some mountain communities got up to 2 feet of snow. Boulder, Colorado got a foot of snow. Oil prices are lower and stocks are higher in late day trading. This is AP News. High gas prices are hitting the lowest incomes the hardest.
A report from the Federal Reserve shows that lower-income Americans are still spending more on gas, even as they cut back on gas consumption. Higher-income households have barely reduced their consumption. Middle-income households fall in between. The gaps between how each group have reacted to higher gas prices is larger than in 2022, when a similar gas price shock occurred after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Back then, higher-income households cut back more, while poorer households likely benefited more from government stimulus programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wichita State University announced the immediate closure of its men's and women's golf programs. The decision aims to address long-term financial sustainability in the increasingly costly college athletics landscape. Arkansas, St. Louis, and North Dakota recently dropped men's and women's tennis. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.